When I was growing up, I was always told that I was too much to handle. I was too loud, too opinionated, too demanding, just plain too much. Now, as an adult, I celebrate these qualities within myself and within the women I know. This is a call to action. This is a space to own your too muchness. This is too much to handle.
Hannah Cranston here, and we are doing another episode of Too Much to Handle. I want to give you guys a little bit of a reminder that we are winding down this pod, but I do have a big announcement, and I want to make sure you all get that big announcement. So this is just a friendly reminder, a friendly ping to follow me on Instagram so that you are the first to hear what is coming up next. We still have more episodes coming out, so keep listening. I have a really great guest on next week, so I'm excited for that, as you should be too. And today we're going to talk about how to overcome your fears of failure. We all fear failure, and figuring out how to deal with that, figuring out how to overcome that is so crucial to living out your best life, to living out your dreams, to having the relationship that you want, because fear is so inherent in all of that. I recently wrote a Bustle article, actually, about a job that I recently took that I didn't feel ready for. There were really high stakes and I was freaking terrified. So I am going to kind of talk about today how I overcame that fear and did the damn thing. But before I get to all of that, I want to give a shout out to our reviewer of the week. Our reviewer of the week is I Got You 92. And this reviewer said, "I felt that addiction story Ariel Lori told. It hit home with me. It was the first episode I listened to, and I'm going to start listening more." I love that. I love that you guys are resonating with the guests that I have on the show and the topics that we're covering, and that you want to listen to more of the episodes that we've recorded, more of the episodes that I still have coming for you guys. That means a lot to me. And I know that that episode was so powerful. She really shared so many deep and dark details of her life and how she really bounced back and created this amazing life for herself. So it was inspirational for me just as a host, and I know for so many listeners. So I'm glad that that resonated with you, and I'm glad that you're going to be listening to more episodes. There's some good stuff in there. We had a lot of amazing guests over the tenure of this show. So let's get to this show. Let's talk about the job. So essentially, I was offered a job back in February that I have never done before. Eric Swalwell's team gave me a call and they asked me to be the director of digital strategy for his presidential campaign. Now, in case you don't know a lot about me, I have never worked in politics before, never worked on a campaign, let alone a presidential one. I've never been a director of digital strategy for anybody, and I've never even come to terms with the current political climate. And that one still stands because I still have not. So when I got this call, my first instinct was no, because I was to say no because I was so scared. Right? I was terrified. I was like, I don't know how to do this job. Why me? I don't think this is a good idea. What if I fail? What if I, you know, fuck it up for everybody? And so I took a week to think about it because I was so overwhelmed with this fear. And I for that week, I felt so sick. I felt like I was going to puke every single day. I don't know if anybody else gets like that. They get that like awful like pit in your stomach every time you think about something that scares you. And over that week, the thing that kept popping into my mind when I was going through my fears and all the reasons why I shouldn't take the job, the other part of me was like, holy shit, Hannah, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. Don't let this go. And somehow, by the grace of God, that little voice amongst all the feelings of puke won out. And I decided to say yes. And I jumped in terrified, just simply terrified, cried the night of my first day. Because I was like, I do not know how to do this job. I am going to suck at this. I'm going to fail. I'm going to fall flat on my face. So how I got over that, and here's the secret, is I didn't. I was terrified the entire time. I was terrified that I'd fuck up. I had imposter syndrome like nobody's business, and I was just constantly feeling like I just wasn't good enough. And the trick to overcoming fear isn't overcoming it at all. It's learning to live with it, right? It's learning to dance with it. It's learning to groove with it and never let it hold you back. I was fearful and scared the entire time that I did this job, but I did it, and I did it pretty well. His Twitter grew 31% in my first week. And I don't say that to brag. I say that to show you that even when you think you're not ready, even when you're terrified, okay, and you're so scared of failing and you have imposter syndrome and you have all these things saying, I am not good enough, you are. And you're more than good enough and you're ready. And all it takes is taking that leap, taking that jump, and learning to kind of deal with that fear every single day and have that little voice and who's saying, you know, you're not good enough, and being like, hell yeah, I am. Like, let's start the conversation. Want to see how good I am? And following your dreams despite that fear, because the best things in life, the greatest things that you want are never going to be easy. You're never going to feel confident. You're never going to feel completely ready for the things that are part of your biggest dreams, right? Like that relationship, like love is flipping scary, right? Love is so scary, but it's great. And you probably want it in your life. And it doesn't get, I mean, it gets easier, but like there's always some like as a fear that's involved with it. And you have to learn to live with that if you want one of the greatest things, right? If you want the biggest, career accolade or the corner office, or you want to run your own business or whatever it is, like going through that process is scary. It's always going to be scary, but it's learning to live with that fear and not let it stop you and not let it, you know, curl you into a ball and cry and play small. That's the real secret to overcoming fear, right? Is just letting it be there. I heard this great sort of metaphor when it comes to emotion. So fear, you know, I feel like is an emotion. And it's essentially like letting it come to tea. Letting your emotions come to tea, right? They're a guest. You have tea with them. You recognize them. You're like, hey, fear, what's up? And then tea's over and you're like, all right, see you later. You're not like, oh my God, get out of here. You can't have tea with me, mama. No, you're just like, okay, like we're going to have tea right now. I see you. And now it's time for you to go. Tea is over. I'm going to do the damn thing. So I don't know if that resonates with you, but for me, that really resonated. And I understood that it's not about just like blocking out these feelings that we have. It's really about just like letting them come in and out and still going forth with what we want in life. So that was really helpful for me, an understanding. And it was something that I lived out in this job because I wanted so badly to do this and to have this experience that I just did what it took, and what it took was sort of living in a constant state of fear, and in a good way. It was an inspiring sort of state of fear and a motivating state of fear. And it sort of helped set up this framework for the things that I want to do now, right? It's set up that, okay, like some things that are worth doing scared. And I think that was my biggest takeaway from that experience. And I hope you guys can learn something from this and go after your dreams, even when you're a little scared, even when you're a little fearful, or even when you are terrified. That is all I have for you guys today. I hope this was helpful. Let me know on my Instagram at Hannah Cranston. And again, head over there for the big announcement. I have a few more episodes coming your way. And so be sure to listen to those because I do have an amazing guest next week. And that's it. That's it for Too Much to Handle. See you guys next week.